Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 22, Limit the Sugar. Today's focus scripture is taken from Proverbs 25:27, which reads, "It is not good to eat much honey, so to seek one's own glory is not glory." I've written about sugar addiction on this website a lot simply because it was the biggest physical factor in my weight gain. After many years of writing down what I eat and paying attention to how certain foods make me feel, I have keen knowledge now of what foods benefit my whole body and which don't. I have to admit that I love the taste of sweet things, and in fact, I am not alone because scientists say that we are genetically inclined to prefer the taste of sweet foods. That was one way our ancestors could tell the difference between foods they could eat freely and poisonous foods, usually bitter, that would kill them. But a critical shift has happened in our food supply over the last 50 years, and obesity has exploded, pardon the pun, over the last decades. The primary cause is our new reliance on foods in bags, boxes, and cans. Most of these man-altered foods have a secret ingredient added to them. Yes, you guessed it, sugar. If you eat a lot of processed foods, fast foods, and junk foods, you're probably eating more sugar than you realize. And if you drink a lot of fruit juice and eat a lot of white flour products like breads, pastas, and others, then these break down quickly into sugar as well. I don't believe that sugar the way God made it is bad in small amounts. After all, God described the Promised Land as a land of milk and honey. However, I do believe it is not good to eat a diet heavy in sugars as man has altered them. The body simply does not recognize them as real food. For example, high fructose corn syrup is a recent concoction in which man has boosted the fructose content of regular corn syrup, itself a processed food. Fructose is fine when it is contained within a fiber matrix the way God designed it in whole fruit, but take it out of that environment and the body processes it as a poison. In addition, white sugar is bleached to make it white when it is refined from sugar cane. Again, man has taken cane sugar, a food that God made, and turned it into another product entirely that plays havoc with the body's natural hormonal balance. High sugar intake interferes with leptin, which is a natural hormone that tells you when you have had enough to eat. A high fructose diet has been shown to contribute to overeating and obesity. I have observed that when I eat a lot of sugar, not only does it make me crave more sugar, but it makes me want to eat more of everything else. So it is not a case of willpower. My body has a specific reaction to sugar, almost like an allergy. That is the way I view it now. I may take a few bites of something sweet, but more than that, and I start feeling brain fogged and hungrier. I recognize the feeling very well, and because I don't want to live that way anymore, then I avoid the foods that trigger it. So be wise. Recognize the foods that your body doesn't like, and by that I mean your whole body. Even if your tongue likes it, but the rest of your body doesn't, then consider your tongue outvoted. Don't allow your tongue to become the little dictator that is controlling and ruining your life. Instead, make it your friend in that you seek foods that taste good, but also benefit every organ and cell in your body. That means making foods the way God made them the cornerstone of your diet. That means fruit, vegetables, lean proteins, complex carbohydrates, and healthy fats. And you can enjoy honey, but as the Bible advises, don't eat too much of it. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.